cocoons on these big colors. Tell you what, we'll start off. This is supposed to be a concert of bluegrass music. And people say, well, what is it? I don't really know. But we've got a fellow here who plays the banjo, got a fellow who plays the mandolin, the bass, and the guitar, so I guess you could call it. I'll introduce everybody real quick to you. Young man on the banjo is Mr. Courtney Johnson. He's from Glasgow, Kentucky. Back here on the mandolin is Sam Bush, bass. We'll keep Tom here to remind you that every 60 seconds, Mel Owens can't strike. And Tom does a good job of remembering. We'll do an old hard driving number, one recorded by Don Reno and Red Smiley called Love Come Home.
With me in the hard old days.
I guess he brewed the stuff for about 35 years. Never did get caught. He finally died off. They buried him one lonesome night. Medulia was kind of shy, sly man. He had two daughters and a wife, and they used to keep a lookout for him. Now, the daughters, you could spot them anywhere. They were typical Kentucky toads. One of them was about 6'4" and weighed about 350 pounds, had warts on her face and hair and stuff like that. And she was pretty. The other one was real ugly. Anyway, Dooley made some of the finest stuff that ever came out of Kentucky. It wasn't too bad if you didn't mind waking up in the morning and your mouth felt like a buzzard's armpit. And you get so darn drunk at night, you'd have to hang on the ground and keep from falling off the earth. Anyway, he finally kicked off and they wrote a song about it. It went something like this. Doc Watson sang it, I think. Courtney just does a tolerably good job of picking it. I get to kick it off on the guitar. One of my homemade runs. This one called John Hardy was a desperate little man.
Get down where they can hear you.
Who?
Is that your mic, dude? Back up. Thank you very much. We got this thing working. We'll slow things down a bit and do another folk song, or whatever you call it. It was written about 10 or 12 years ago by a guy. I think it was written by the Woodward Brothers or something like that. But it's been recorded by just about every folk singer and bluegrass group in the world. We got our own little thing for it. It's one called The Long Black Veil. Thank you.
Thank you.
He's a fine mandolin picker. I guess we can already tell that. He plays just about everything else that comes along, banjo, fiddle, guitar, bass, all of them. He taught us all how to play, as a matter of fact. He started out as a one-man band. But he does a good job of singing, too. This is an old Lester Flatt and Earl, what's his name, song that sang to us. I can't remember that guy's name. He used to play with Lester. Earl Monday? Anyway, this is one that goes something like some old thing.
See it.
Thank you.
Tom wants to thank y'all for giving him those hands on his bass player. He's really proud. We'll do another one of our one that I really like. There's a young man that wrote music about 3 or 4 years ago and became real popular. His name was Bobby Dylan or Dylan or something like that. And he wrote kind of a love ballad, and we thought it was real pretty. We tried to work it up in our own style. This one called The Girl from the North.
I'm the Walrus.
already tried iron the walrus. That offended Courtney. So we worked this one up. It's one called Get Back.
Not the way I'm going to sing. Same thing. I sing first, you might tell.
Oh, Sam sings on this one.
Carolina.
We'll put the organ back to work. That's good. Banjo, get your banjo in tune.
Got it? This is one chord you've been working on for quite some time. And it's kind of tricky to get. It's only in 5/4 time.
4/5
time?
This is 5,
but it's a real good tune. It's got a lot of drive and a lot of punch. So we'll just jump right in there and get this. It's one called Going Up Cripple Creek. For you on the guitar. My hands are kind of moist. Oh.
Okay, that's called Screech.
This is a fiddle tune that I learned from Doc Watson. And, pardon my manners. And he had it on one of his albums, and I heard it. It was the first time I'd ever heard a guitar flat pick like that. And I said I'd have to learn it, and I still say I'll have to learn it. But I'll play it anyway. It's one called the Black Mountain Rag. And if y'all play it slow, I'll take it. You can have a break, too, if you want.
You want a break?
Better take one. Chinese fire drill. Here it goes, something like that. Can I get up in here like Dan does? Too close?
Close enough.
I think I got it. Sing one. This song was recorded by a young man out of Nashville, Tennessee, by the name of Jimmy Martin. Somebody went by Yamaha. Jimmy Martin's a real fine bluegrass musician, and we got a surprise for you later on tonight.
Oh, surprise!
Oh, tell us.
Oh, surprise.
Don't you want to know what it is?
Oh, what is it?
Well, we are blessed with Jimmy Martin's banjo player. He's sitting out in the audience. He's incognito. Now, y'all don't know which one it is. Danny, stand up. Now, he's a real good friend of ours, and he came up tonight just to laugh at us after we bombed down here. And, I'll tell you this much. We're going to be on a Channel 4 tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. If anybody gets up at that time,
big reports.
And let's just quit singing and tell them nothing. We get a bigger hand when we tell them all the time. See, they're glad because we're leaving. But we'll do one of Jimmy Harden's numbers.
and then we'll get a next set. We're going to take a little break in a few minutes. The next set, we'll get Jimmy Martin's banjo player up here and let him play a couple for you and show you why he got the job. He carries cases and stuff. Right. Drives the bus. We're going to hog as much of this as we can. Anyway, this is one that Tom gets to sing bass on. Besides playing the fire out of one, he sings bass too. A song called The Hills of Tennessee.
Thank you. to wander this country. My mother and dad said, son, don't go alone. Remember that God will always watch over. And we will be waiting for you here at home. Son, don't go astray. Remember that love, for God can be found. But now they won't come, this letter just told me. For years they've been dead, the fields have turned brown.
Kind of late. We got a lot of stuff over here.
Here's one you like, well, hope we do.
It's one we learned from J.D. Crowell in Kentucky Mountain Boys. If you're up around Lexington, Kentucky, and you don't have anything better to do, and you're out around the Holiday Inn North, at I-75 in Newtown Pike, there's a group of plays called J.D. Crowell. The Kentucky Mountain Boys, and he's one of the finest banjo pickers in the world. This one they did called Little Bessie.
Down beside the stream.
Them on the banjo like they were done on the fiddle. Courtney does that every now and then too. This is one he's worked up with a little help from his friends called Dusty Miller.
hornpipe and fugue in A major for the high string banjo. This next number is This next number is one about a boy and a girl that are madly, very much in love with her. But she gets scragged by him. That's a clean word. Willie and Polly were their name, and they courted quite a bit. They used to go out and mess around in the old back of the old wagon and things. Willie and Polly really did like each other, and the polite phrase back home would be he got her in the family way. And he didn't want to do the right thing by her and marry her. So he decided he'd do away with it. He stayed up for about 3 or 4 nights, and worked up plans, drew maps and things. And he was a very careful boy, well, except for that. But anyway, he drew up these plans and schemes and ideas and charts. And then he took Polly out, and he got her juiced up on 4 or 5 Bloody Marys and 3 or 4 martinis. And he got her to climb up on a horse with him, and they took off riding out over hills and scrub oaks and through barbed wire and things. When they got to this mountain, he dug his big hole up there, see, the night before. And they rode up to it, and he stopped the horse, and he reached down, and he knocked her about 30 feet off the horse, just kind of hit her with the side of his hand. And then he jumped off and went over and kicked her 4 or 5 times in the side rim. She looked up at him, and she said, "Willie, you're peeved at me, aren't you?" And he said, "Well, as a matter of fact, I am." And he dug down inside of his bib overalls and pulled out an old Russell Barlow knife and just dressed her up right there on the spot. Kind of kosher stuff. Anyway, he kicked her over in this big old hole, and he threw over a bunch of old car bodies and hubcaps and anything else that he could find, fender skirts, whatever they had back in those days, rubble and stuff. And the sad thing about the whole song is that he just goes off into the wilderness and he doesn't get caught or punished or anything. The name of the song is called Pretty Polly, and the young man who looks like death eating a cracker back here is, I'll tell you about Tom. The only one I can say, we don't say a whole lot about Tom, because there's not a whole lot you can say about Tom. But somebody said the other day about him, Tom's about the skinniest guy in the world, I guess next to Sam. I don't know, I guess he's skinnier than Sam, I can't figure it out. But somebody said the other day he was so thin, if he stood sideways and stuck out his tongue, he'd look like a zipper. But you wouldn't want to say that about him on stage, so I won't. Anyway, Tom's going to kick this off on the bass, so I'll move out and let him have this next song. Is that better?
This is an old Merle Travis, I believe, wrote this. I don't really know who did it, but Grandpa Jones might have. It's kind of a gospel type number. One called I Am a Pilgrim. I'll tell you what, we're going to get this young man I was telling you about. He's from Norman, Oklahoma. And he's a heck of a good banjo player. Courtney found him, discovered him out in Elephant's Breath, Arkansas one night, sitting on the back of a 55 Buick, just picking the Dickens out of the five string. And Courtney came back and told us about him, and so I jumped in my little Messerschmitt and went out to Oklahoma, and I met him sitting on the front porch. And it was, and we're going to get him up here. His name's Alan Mundy, and we might be able to talk him into coming up and playing a couple with him. Oh, please. Oh, come on. He's on his pick. This is one that I think Dr. Coon likes a whole lot. And if I haven't done it for about 13 years, but I'll try to fake my way through it.
B, how's that? What key y'all doing? C?
I'll do it in B. This one called, it kind of tells the story about all bluegrass pickers, I guess. Or any kind of picker, whether you're rock and roll or bluegrass or jazz or what have you. Because it's a rough life, and if you try to do it for a living, you